Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Molly Wiles and Cody Groff. They're the area specialist 4-H youth development agents with CSU Extension 4-H here in the San Luis Valley. We're going to talk about National 4-H Week. It's October 5th through October 11th. Welcome, Molly and Cody. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you.
Good to meet you. Good to see you both.
Thank you for having us.
I like the work that you do with 4-H youth development. And I know this is a big period for you here in October as you work to enroll or grow the number of youth who are participating with you. Tell us about 4-H Week, National 4-H Week, and what that means to you.
So 4-H is a yearly thing that starts the 1st of October and goes until the end of September. They kind of really kick it off with the from October 5th to 11th with National 4-H Week. We start our enrollment process. And it's just something that's celebrated nationwide to celebrate what 4-H is. It's a youth program. A lot of people think of kids showing livestock, which is still very much part of that too. But we have over 200 different projects in 4-H. We do anything from robotics to cake decorating to woodworking, leadership skills. And these kids get to pick out which projects they want to do. They join a club, which we have 16 clubs throughout the San Luis Valley. And they work on learning those different new skills that they're going to be learning on. The ones that have already done it are going to continue building on those skills. And then in August, we actually have our area fair, and they get to present those projects.
I love that fair. I go to that fair, I think, every year since we've been running Alamosa Citizen the last 4 years. And that is one of my favorite annual events is the SLV Fair. I love going to that. Because you see the work. Mm-hmm. You see the product. You see the outcome of all the work that you guys do in 4-H youth development.
Yeah. And it's more so the product of the work that the kids do.
Yeah.
When you're going through either indoor or outdoor, there's months and minutes and hours of work that those kids put in to put that final project out. And it's really just beautiful to see their hard work and their effort. So, and they have an opportunity. They chose which area they wanted to really work hard in, and it shows. So, yeah.
Yeah, when I went there this year to the SLV Fair, I spent some time to create some videos with some of the exhibitors. Mm-hmm. And they're so proud of the work that they do and the commitment. And they talk about that. And they talk about the hard work that it is to raise an animal, whether it's a swine or a calf or whatever it is. They put in a lot of work. And so I really appreciate the work that you guys do. Give us a sense of the health of 4-H in the San Luis Valley. How is the 4-H programming for you in terms of seeing kids still wanting to participate? You are offering a lot of programs. What's just the health of 4-H in the San Luis Valley?
Yeah, it's growing, and it's wonderful to see, mostly because we're shifting the narrative to where 4-H isn't just about the animals, right? Mm-hmm. It's about the kids and them finding their spark and what they're interested in. And what Molly, I, and our team has done is try to highlight to every single kid out there that there's endless areas, and whatever you're interested in, 4-H has an avenue for you to gain the knowledge that you need, and grow. Learn by doing is the 4-H motto. So it's growing. We're getting a lot more kids participating, and we're interacting with schools and taking some of the small condensed project areas into schools and seeing the kids' eyes light up whenever we bring robotics or outdoor adventures or something into the classroom is amazing. So it's growing, and that's why we're celebrating.
You've really expanded the amount of programming or the amount of opportunity areas that you work in with youth here in the Valley.
Right, yeah. Right. And our team has grown too. We have 3 program coordinators that help us. One in Rio Grande and Mineral County. We have one down in Canoes County and we have one up in Sawatch County. You know, there's been years in the past where we didn't have a 4-H specialist, and now we have Cody and myself, as well as these 3 program coordinators. So we're able to cover more area with the staff that we have now too.
A lot of credit there to Mr. Larry Brown, the CSU Extension Director, right, for local Valley here. I mean, he's really gone after funding, being able to grow your staff so you guys can do more and get more kids involved, more 4-H'ers involved.
Yeah, Mr. Yes. Brown makes everything possible. We call him Larry the Legend.
I'm going to go with you on that one. I agree, Larry the Legend. Give us a sense of the week itself, October 5th through the October 11th. And Molly, you talked about the enrollment period in your year, really October 1 through September. So I'm going to imagine your enrollment is really starting around October 1, and then you have that week of the 5th through the 11th. What do you guys have planned?
We really just get out there and promote 4-H. You know, we're coming out doing some different podcasts with you guys and other people. We've been on the radio. We're getting ads out in the newspaper. Our big, big event is going to be on October 11th, and that's going to be the Moonlight Dash 5K. That's going to be a big 5K event located where they have Rhythms on the Rio in Del Norte. And we're going to, registration starts from 5 to 6. They start the race at 6:30. And then afterwards, we're going to do a baked potato dinner. And then the 4-H clubs are actually going to do like a chili cook-off. Our goal with the 4-H clubs is to really promote what these 4-H clubs kind of specialize in.
So that's Monster Moonlight Dash 5K Fun Run. That's October 11th, Saturday, October 11th. You're going to host it there in Del Norte where they start the Rhythms on the Rio race. What was it about a 5K that brought you this action?
Yeah, it's an opportunity, a fun way for the community to get out, kind of tie a ribbon on the summer. You know, it's getting down into the fall and pretty soon the winter. So we thought this would be a really fun way to involve the community, get people out there, get them active, and open it up an opportunity for our clubs to be seen, for our youth to be seen, and for the community to hopefully take advantage of joining 4-H and putting their little ones in there too.
That's a pretty cool thing. How does one sign up, or what's the registration to participate in the Monster Moonlight Dash?
They can call us at the extension office. The number for that is
719-852-7381.
Yeah.
I also have here that you can email Jesse Entz, Jesse, JESSE.Entz, ENTZ, at coloradostate.edu to get involved with the, or you can just show up on October 11th, Saturday, October 11th. That's going to start at 5 o'clock, 5 to 6 registration, and then the race. That's a pretty cool event. I'm really glad that what you're saying, Cody, is letting the community see the youth of 4-H.
Yeah. A lot of the 4-H kids in our 4-H events have been done, you know, behind the scenes. And National 4-H Week is an opportunity for us to really put it out in front of the community. And 4-H is more than just, you know, taking pigs to the fair or doing an indoor project. It's about community service and building community leaders out of our youth. And this is an opportunity to highlight them in that way.
That's pretty cool. I'm glad that you're doing that. Give me a sense of the two of you, Molly, we'll start with you, of how did you get involved in 4-H, 4-H youth development? How long have you been doing that, Molly?
So, you know, I wasn't really a 4-H kid, but I was a FFA kid out in Western Kansas. And I was on a livestock judging team in college. I moved out here to do a raw milk show dairy, and my daughter, who is now 13, got involved in 4-H as a clover bud. And I started as a volunteer. So I volunteered for 5-6 years, and then the position opened up that they were looking for another agent, and I loved working with the kids, and I got to help promote agriculture, and so it just felt like a really good fitting, and I've been doing that. It'll be 2 years in February. So.
Very nice. And you, Cody?
Yeah, I started out doing a whole lot of coaching and youth development for many, many years. Like Molly, I did not grow up a 4-H kid. I was an athlete. and from the city. So 4-H was not promoted very much. Then I moving down to the rural area, Larry Brown, in his attempt to expand, kind of stumbled upon me and gave me the opportunity to work with kids in a new capacity. And I've been doing this for now 3 years and have loved every minute of it. I mean, interacting with the kids and giving them a new sense of motivation is amazing. So, yeah.
It's really interesting to me that neither of you necessarily came up through 4-H, but then in your adult lives found that path and opportunity to work with 4-H members. That's really, I mean, I always kind of associated this small world where, you know, you're in 4-H and you're kind of there. You guys came in from the outside and now you're lending your own different skill sets and your own background to 4-H'ers. I really find that career arc or that how you found these jobs really worthwhile.
Yeah, it is interesting, and it does challenge a little bit of the status quo.
Right.
But it's a learning opportunity for us, because in Molly and I's hearts of hearts, it's about assisting youth from our communities, and 4-H presents us with the unique opportunity to be able to help kids in so many different capacities rather than just doing one thing. I mean, like Molly said, there's 200 different project areas. That's not to say that we're masters in any of them.
Right.
That's why we lean on our volunteers, right? But it presents us a new capacity to interact with kids, and it's wonderful. So
that's pretty cool. Hey, we're gonna keep talking to Molly Wells and Cody Groff. They're with the 4-H Youth Development here in the San Luis Valley. We're talking National 4-H Week. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod.
Are you looking for funding to launch a community project, program, or event in Monta Vista? The Lohr Foundation is here to help. Lohr supports projects that are designed and led by locals like you. The best part? There are no complicated applications, time-consuming reports, or grant cycle deadlines. All it takes to start a funding request is a simple conversation. So reach out to Monta Vista Community Officer Yvette Atencio at lohrfoundation.org today and take the first step towards turning your idea into a reality.
¿Estás buscando financiamiento para lanzar un proyecto, programa, o evento comunitario en Monta Vista? La Fundación LOR, L-O-R, está aquí para ayudarte. LOR apoya proyectos que son diseñados y liderados por personas locales como tú. La mejor parte, no hay solicitudes complicadas, informes que consumen mucho tiempo, ni fechas límite de convocatorias. Todo lo que necesitas para iniciar una solicitud de financiamiento es una conversación sencilla. Así que, comunícate hoy mismo con la oficial comunitaria de Monta Vista, Yvette Atencio, en lohrfoundation.org. LOHRFOUNDATION.ORG. Y da el primer paso para convertir tu idea en una realidad.
Hey, we're back. This is the Valley Pod. We're talking National 4-H Week with Molly Wells and Cody Groff. They're the area specialists in 4-H youth development. And we're just talking about how each of them found their way into 4-H, which, yeah, I was kind of thinking you guys have been lifer 4-H's and not at all. That's really interesting. What is it about 4-H youth development that you found worthwhile, worth giving your time to over these past few years? Molly?
You know, I think for me, as I see all these different areas that these kids can learn from, you know, we're in a society now where you don't really see a lot of the woodworking and the home ec and stuff like that in the schools, and 4-H still offers that. And that those are some really awesome skills that these kids need to learn and know, and some of those trades that I think was important to keep going. And 4-H allows that. And, you know, that's one reason that it's not just about the kids, but also about the volunteers. We keep people in our community involved to help pass on those skills. And I really love that. And the leadership skills too. I mean, we attend probably 7 to 8 different leadership conferences throughout the year. And we take the kids to those. And I did leadership conferences through FFA, and I gained so much from going to those and to see the kids get to go and, hear different people motivate them and give them, you know, that encouragement and stuff is really great.
Cody, as you were coming into the 4-H world, 4-H youth development, what was it that was opening your eyes or was catching your attention as you started this work?
Just how different it was than traditional school. So like in the classroom setting, you know, we're going over the X's and O's. Sorry to get into football talk and sport talk, like I said, but you know, they're going over the X and O's, and 4-H kind of changes the narrative and says, what do you want to do, rather than me tell you what we have to do today? And that conversation and that motivation shift gets kids really, really engaged. And that's kind of what drew me in. I was like, I have the opportunity to come in and ask you what you want to learn about and then provide you everything you need to expand on it. That was amazing. And I'd been doing youth education for about 10 years, and it was the first time that I had ever seen a program operate that way. And I don't see how any other program could operate other
interesting
ways.
Yeah. Interesting. And what is it that you see in 4-H'ers and youth development in your work today? What are the things that you're noticing or picking up when you think of today's youth, when you think of the 4-H'ers that you're working with, interacting with there, Molly?
For me, it's, you know, these kids are determined and they're there because they want to be there, and they're, you know, they're, like I said, their confidence is up there, and it just, there's a good support team for them, and just to see how hard they work is a really good thing.
And what about you, Cody?
The family aspect.
Yeah.
Their family, your individual family, is involved with you. I mean, they're helping you finish out your projects. They're helping you take care of your animals. But the greater family, too. When you join SLV 4-H, you can lean on somebody and call on somebody for help, just because we're all in this together.
And so, you really see that community, the family, you really see that at the SLV fair.
Absolutely.
When you go there. And I would encourage everyone to check that event out.
Yep.
It happens once a summer.
Once
August.
A summer.
Yeah.
Yep. July 31st to August 9th, roughly.
Yep.
And I would say that is one of the most fun, interesting, just enlightening events that you can go to if you live here in the San Luis Valley, to go watch the SLV fair, watch those kids put everything on display, watch how they take care of everything. It's just really, really amazing. I really appreciate that event.
Yeah, and it's wonderful, and we don't do it alone. Our fair board helps us, our community helps us, and then obviously the kids are the center of the show. So if you've never been to the SLV fair, please put it on your calendar for next summer and come join us.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I really find it worthwhile, this conversation, to learn that the 4-H, San Luis Valley 4-H, is in good health, that you're seeing kids still coming into these programs, that your office is your extension, the 4-H development is actually been expanding a bit so that you can engage more kids.
Yep.
I mean, that's just, I don't know what that says, but it's a good thing.
Yeah. I think it says that there's a need in society too, right? Like I said, schools, you know, are limited in their capacity and what they're able to provide. And so we're able to just provide some extracurricular activities on top of it. Youth are our future. They're the leaders of tomorrow. And so it takes a village to raise them. And this is, our program is just an assistance to those kids, to the schools, to the communities, to help build those community leaders of the future.
And what does it tell you, Molly?
Same thing that Cody said. I mean, just to see these kids get this opportunity, and you know, I think it's great, and it brings not just the community but their families together, and you know, it really builds up a path for them for their future.
Yeah. Talk about your enrollment, how you do that starting October 1st, and then National 4-H Week is October 5th through October 11th. Walk us through that one more time. We really appreciate both of you coming in this morning.
Yeah, so enrollment starts October 1st. We have two main ways that you're able to enroll. We have paper enrollment. If you come stop by our office, say hello. We're happy to meet you, happy to meet new families joining in. It's a bit of the old-fashioned way, or we have our website that you're able to go to, and you can look out for our social media posts. It's 4honline.com. You just create a profile, we'll get notified, and then we'll be in contact with you. And again, we always encourage people to come stop by our office or allow Molly and I to meet you where you are. That way we can have face value. You're joining our SLV family, and we always want to eat with family at the table, you know. So
it's pretty cool. And then October 5th through October 11th, Molly National 4-H Week, you guys have some events planned.
Right. Like I said, we're really going to be out there promoting 4-H and getting everybody started in their enrollment. And then, again, October 11th is our big event, and that's going to be the 5K Dash. So
the Monster Moonlight Dash 5K Fun Run Saturday, October 11th. It's in Del Norte where they start the rhythms on the Rio. Registrations from 5 to 6 o'clock. That would be a cool event to go to.
Yes.
Just to participate with the kids. You don't have to run. You can walk it, I'm sure.
Yep.
That's what I would probably do.
That's what I plan on doing too.
And then you're going to start that race at 6:30 at dusk on Saturday, October 11th. That sounds like a very fun time. Location is 12510 Highway 1112 Del Norte. That's the location. That's where Rhythms on the Rio takes place. We'll have this on Alamosa Citizen and on our Valley calendar as well. Really good to meet both of you. Really appreciate you coming in. Give us one last word about 4-H in the San Luis Valley, something that we should know or just something you want us to key off of, Cody.
4-H is helping our youth become beyond ready for tomorrow. They are the future leaders. Molly, I, are the rest of our team underneath the leadership of Larry the Legend.
I love it, Larry the Legend.
Yeah. Is just there to be a resource and a growth factor for kids. It's all about them and becoming tomorrow, or becoming beyond ready for tomorrow. Excuse me.
Very cool. And Molly?
You know, there's over 200 projects like we mentioned, and we've never met a kid that we couldn't find something for him to do. So there's a little bit of something for everybody.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, we appreciate you guys coming in. Hey, you've been listening to the Valley Pod and our episode with Molly Wells and Cody Groff. They're 4-H youth development specialists here in the San Luis Valley. 4-H National 4-H Week is October 5th through October 11th. Don't forget the Monster Moonlight Dash, October 11th in Alamosa. Support 4-H. Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods. It's part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the valley.